p.m. This is Radio Ghana.
Welcome to Behind the News, our news and current affairs program, which examines issues from the perspective of newsmakers and experts. My name is Agatha Samoa, sitting in for your regular host, Kingsley Obinjere. And tonight, Parliament takes steps to address the issue of arrest of MPs. Is the constitutional provision of the immunity of MPs inadequate? Has the Wayme judgment death saga pushed other issues of national concern to the sidelines? We will find out more on it. And what challenges will the controversy surrounding the Senegal election pose to democratic culture in the ECOWAS sub-region? And our text line is 0264-418767. The line again, 0264-418767. So you can send in your comments on any of the headlines we've been discussing. Now to our first story. The arrest of the MP for Ebrin Sawum has ignited the debates about the immunity MPs enjoy. Mr. Obi Amoa, who has since been granted police inquiry bail, is being investigated over his alleged role in government's contract with Waterville Holdings for the rehabilitation of the Accra Kumasi and El Wax Sports Stadia prior to CAN 2008. While some people think that Obi Amoa as an MP enjoys immunity from arrest, others have a different opinion. Following a heated debate on the floor of Parliament today on the issue, the Speaker tasked the leadership of the House to work out the modalities with regard to the arrest of an MP. But is Parliament not satisfied with the provisions made by Article 117 of the 1992 Constitution? First, we seek the views of the Minority Whip, Frederick Opari Ansa. Many thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Before we go to the immunity of MPs, let's talk about the NPP's news conference on the arrest of Obi Amoa. What is the party's position?
Well, I think the minority leader, Kokos, made it clear that we felt the manner and style in which the whole thing was conducted was probably wrong. As the minority leader stated earlier on the floor of the House, they had submitted a request to the Speaker to release Mr. Obi Amoa to appear before the police to be interrogated. And the same letter was withdrawn by the Attorney General. And that presupposed that they had no need for interrogating Mr. Obi Amoa. And so what really occasioned the style and manner in which he was later arrested. And that is really the substance of the press conference that we put out there. Is it designed to put some fear into members of parliament on the opposition side? Is it to intimidate us? What exactly is the rationale for the way and manner in which this was conducted? I'm sure that if the earlier request to the Speaker of Parliament to release Mr. Obi Amoa had been made to stand, and same was communicated to the leadership of the minority side, who would have definitely informed and advised him to go to the police and avail himself to be interrogated. As you heard today, even though Honorable former Member of Parliament for Oda, Honorable Osaf Mafu, is no longer a Member of Parliament, he went to the police upon invitation. So why would a sitting MP, if so invited and released by the Speaker, would refuse to avail himself to the police? And so the question is, why was he treated the way he was treated?
But much as the NPP stands by Article 117 of the Constitution, which talks about MPs' immunity from arrest and service of process, it seems Parliament was divided on the issue so far as the arrest of Obi Amoa is concerned.
I do not think that Parliament was really divided on the issue today. If I listen to the two people who were allowed to speak on the matter, the minority leader spoke first, followed by the majority leader. I think there was a consensus that the current operation of the police in trying to interpret Article 117 or however they try to accost MPs now and in the past is not the best. And so the House needs to put some more flesh in that particular wording to give the real and true meaning and the spirit behind that particular article. As you very well know, nobody, as we said on the floor today, is saying that members of parliament are above the law. Not at all. But we have a duty to perform. And so as not to allow other persons to unduly utilize the provisions of various acts and the constitution to prevent members of parliament from executing their duties. That is why you need to have that procedure in place. What precisely is it that we are talking about? We are talking about a member of parliament either being arrested or invited to go to the police station to assist police investigation. You know very well that whatever be the case, the member of parliament will attend to the business of parliament. And you know the speaker will preside. And that is why in most jurisdictions, you find that when such a matter arises, any institution, be it the judiciary, be it the police service, that needs a member of parliament for some process or for some particular action, will communicate a request to the speaker, and the speaker, deeming it fit, will also release the member of parliament. This is to prevent, for instance, if government has a major bill coming to parliament, and it thinks that this might not fly, it probably doesn't have the numbers to carry it through, or it thinks some particular person being too vociferous on the matter should not appear on the floor to debate it. It could, utilizing the powers on the Attorney General, cause the arrest of a member of parliament. But if you went through the correct process and applied to the Speaker of Parliament, knowing that there is some business pending before the House, which is critical, the speaker can make a determination, okay, you need a member of parliament, I'll release him 5 p.m. today for you. So tomorrow maybe 10, after which he has to be back in the house for business. But just go behind these established norms and practices and act as capriciously as we've seen the police do time and again, I think it's not in the best interest of the nation.
But there are some who have argued that Article 117 is too vague and gives much room to the MPs from arrest.
Well, certainly there is some grayness about it, but we do not think that it is even on the side of the Member of Parliament. We have always argued to say that what really constitutes on his way to or his way from Parliament. Do not forget that parliamentary work is not only conducted in the Chamber of Parliament when Parliament is sitting in plenary. Specifically in the case of Honorable Obi Amwa, he had actually gone on a committee meeting at a hotel and felt that he did not want to stay in the hotel and wanted to come home to be with the family. And this was a result. So clearly, he was returning home from a parliamentary engagement. And that is why we are saying that it will be important for us to flesh out that flame provision that you have in the Constitution to make sure that there is no vagueness as to the import and the meaning of that particular provision. Because more often you find people trying to interpret it that, well, Parliament didn't sit today. I'm a leader of Parliament. As we are speaking, Parliament closed around 2, 3 p.m. Most members of Parliament have already gone home. I'm still sitting in my office in Parliament. So if a policeman saw me now and said, well, I want to arrest you, and I told him that I'm coming from Parliament. And this has actually happened to me before. I was on my way home around 10 p.m. and a policeman arrested me. I said, well, he tried to arrest you. I said, well, I'm a member of Parliament just from... He said, every day you say you're a member of Parliament, show me your ID card. And I did. This is just by the way. But it's to show you that the interpretation and understanding of most people as to what constitutes even on his way from Parliament or on his way to Parliament or a sitting of Parliament is rather vague. So I agree with you that that provision is a little vague, but it is not so vague as rather to allow members of Parliament to unduly use that to cloak themselves in some kind of invisibility. But it is rather vague in the sense that it does not adequately protect members of Parliament. And that is why occasionally you find that the police are utilizing those loopholes that exist in there. Well, he was from some committee meeting, it was Sunday, who would say that Parliament was sitting. But indeed, he was from a parliamentary assignment.
Now, the Speaker of Parliament has urged the House to work out modalities for the arrest of MPs. What do you make of